song on the radio now because it's Christmas time, and maybe you, you little indie motherfuckers are so lucky you haven't heard this. Because this is on all your light rock stations back in LA. It's on Coast 103.5. Playing the songs everyone in the office could agree on. It's a song by a group called New Song, and it's called Christmas Shoes. And it is the most evil, disturbing. Put yourselves fucking, force yourselves just for an hour sometime this week, listen to whatever the local light rock station is. I guarantee you will hear this horrible, horrible fucking song. It's called Christmas Shoes. The lyrics are so disturbing and dark. And it's by a group called New Song. They're like a light Christian rock group. And like all white Christian rock groups, the lead singer is still very concerned with getting laid. Like, even though I'm in a light Christian rock group, he sings like the first lyric is, as he comes out, he goes, "It was almost Christmas time." He's like one of those kind of singers, you know, where it's like, "I'm singing about Jesus, but I'll still give you the pipe." You know what I mean? Like, I've got the fucking, I have the hose. I've got it. Like, you know, all his songs are like, "And she named the pony Jesus." All right, shut the, all right, please. So, the first verse is, "It was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood." So the guy's Christmas shopping, he's a little grumpy. Alright? He's a little grumpy, right? Then the next verse is, "Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, running around like little boys do, and in his hand he held," and he goes, "a pair of shoes." So the kid's holding a pair of shoes. And you're already starting to go, "Oh, this is not gonna be good." So then the guy goes, "He was, hang on." Okay, his shoes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. So he's like a Dickensian ragamuffin now. Literally, with like a newsboy cap. "If you got a hay penny, sir, well then how about a smile?" So, then when it came his turn to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. And then this is the verse that the guy does. And basically it's, "Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please." So again, you're starting to go, "Oh." And he goes, "It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just for size." So you go, "Okay." And he says, "Can you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. She's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight." So, okay. Just let that sit for a second, because it gets a lot worse, all right? Basically, the kid's mom's dying, I want to buy these shoes for my mom, all right? In front of this guy who's like going, "I don't want to buy you, boo." All right, so, the clerk, Jesus Christ, the clerk counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then he said, "Son, there's not enough here." All right, so basically the clerk's going, "You're a few pennies short." What fucking clerk, after a kid goes, "I'm buying these shoes for my mom, who's dying, and she's going to die tonight," and he's going to go, "Yeah, you're 3 cents short, sorry. That's not our policy here at Fashion Bug. I don't know, I'm sorry, dude. That shit, that 3 cents comes out of my pocket, I don't know what to tell you. I can't eat that 3 cents." So I'm like, is the clerk fucking retarded? Or like, but a retarded guy would totally help. I'm like, "I want to help Jesus. I keep a collection of pennies here. I named each one. This one's Abe, and this one's Abe, and this one's Abe." Like, he would totally help the kid out. So the guy's just a fucking sadistic prick. All right?
Jew.
Exactly. I didn't want to say it. A Jew. "I'm sorry, I'm 3 cents short. What can I do? I'm not made of pennies." "Look, I don't believe in your Savior. It's not my fault. I don't think Mama's going to meet Jesus because, in my opinion, he didn't die. He's not up there. What do you..." "Huh? Can't no horror go to another store. There you go. You're for Blanche, you think I'm going to give you money. Out of your gourd. Eating out my cadaverum with the aggravation." So... I know. So, hang on. And we're going to see something not enough here, and then, So basically, I can't remember the rest of the fuck. But basically, the kid turns around. You gotta hear this fucking song. I should have written the lyrics down. Then the kid turned. I memorized as many as I could. Please give me credit. I was holding back vomit while I was doing mnemonic devices to remember this fucking song. See, he turns to the guy, and then the little kid turns to the guy and goes, "Hey, sir, could you help me out? I need to fucking buy these shoes." Okay, so then he did the verse again. "I want to buy these shoes. My mom plays with red." So the thing about wanting to look beautiful for Jesus, when is Jesus like a doorman at Studio 54 that's going to look at a guy's shoes and go, "Not with those pumps, I don't think so. No. I was nailed to a cross, sweetie, and the torment I suffered was nothing that I'm going through now looking at those horrible..." Oh, suddenly he's calling for a song. Not with that Chanel, please. So, then the guy fucking, he goes, and then they do this bridge, he goes, "So I laid the money down, I just had to help him out." So basically the guy gives the kid the money. Now doesn't this sound like a fucking scam? Like the kid's covered in dirt and he's got his dad is like sitting out in a used car in the parking lot. "Go in there, say your mom's dying. Some, I don't know, pussy cancer. Who gives a shit?" And then get the guy to give the thing with the shoes. "I need a new bottle of fucking Gentleman Jack. Come on! Let me rub some oil on you. You gotta look dirty." They do this every Christmas Eve. So then, and then the last line is, "As he thanked me and ran out, I realized that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas was all about." All right, let's think about that metaphysically for a second. This guy is slightly grumpy on Jesus' birthday. So God says, "Kill that kid's mom, put him in front of him, so this guy will loosen his fit is like sphincter." That's God, folks. A crazed thug going, is there a guy grumpy on my kid's birthday? Fuck them! Alright, that kid's mom's dying, and that motherfucker's gonna run electric! God is a drunken sailor, and we're all doomed. That's my Christmas message.